want to read with you from the first book of Samuel, the first book of Samuel in chapter 3, and we're reading from verse 1 through to 10. 1 Samuel and chapter 3 and verse 1 through to 10. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes begun to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel answered, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Ending there at verse 10. And we know that God will bless the reading of his word. We read in this chapter about the child Samuel ministering unto the Lord before Eli in the temple of the Lord. You remember that when he was a child, that his mother brought him to the temple and gave him back to the Lord. She had made a promise that if God would give her a child, that she would give that child back to the Lord. And so she kept her promise. And so Samuel ministered in the temple under Eli the priest. And we read, as the day grew to a close and Samuel lay down to sleep, that the Lord called him. And Samuel heard the voice, but he thought it was Eli who called him. And he went to Eli, and Eli said, "I called not, go lie down." And again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel went to Eli, and again Eli gave him the same answer. He said to him, "I called not, my son, lie down again." And we find that Samuel went and lay down again, and the Lord called Samuel a third time. And when he called him the third time and he went to Eli, Eli realized it was the Lord that was speaking to Samuel and calling Samuel. And so he said, "Go and lie down, and if he call thee again, thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" And so Samuel went and lay down again. And we find that the Lord came and called as at other times. And this time Samuel said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." And that's the story that we have here at the beginning of this chapter. I want to take as a text verse 7. It says in verse 7, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." And we're focusing in on that phrase, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. That's why Samuel was going to Eli. He did not yet know the Lord. He didn't know it was the Lord that was calling him. And so when he heard the voice, he perceived that it was Eli, and he goes to Eli, and of course Eli at the beginning doesn't know what he was talking about. As we look at this text tonight, I want you to see, first of all, the condition of Samuel's heart. Samuel's spiritual condition is revealed to us here. It simply says he did not yet know the Lord. What do we talk, or what do we mean when we talk about knowing the Lord? Sometimes when I'm somewhere and I meet someone and we get into a conversation, I might say to them, do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? What do we mean when we talk about knowing the Lord? Samuel knew about the Lord, but he didn't know the Lord. He would have learned much about him. He knew much about him, but he did not yet know the Lord. You see, there's a difference between knowing about the Lord and knowing the Lord. To know someone, we need to be introduced to them. My, we need to meet them. We need to have an encounter with them. And as yet, Samuel did not have that experience. He did not yet know the Lord. When we talk about knowing the Lord, we mean knowing the Lord as our Savior. When I say, do you know the Lord? What I'm saying is, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Do you know him personally as your Savior? Do you know that your sins are forgiven? My, to know the Lord means to be sure of heaven and be prepared to meet God. And so, friends, do you know the Lord tonight? There are some who know him, but there may be others here tonight and they may not yet know the Lord. They don't know the Lord as their Savior, that their sins are forgiven and on their way to heaven. We see, first of all, the condition of Samuel's heart. And then we want to think about the circumstances that Samuel was brought up under. Look at Samuel and remember that at this particular time, he was still a child. I don't know what age, but he was still a child. And then think of the text. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. And remember that Samuel had a godly father. He had a godly father whose name was Elkanah. And in chapter 1, we read about Elkanah, his father. It says about him here in verse 3 of chapter 1, and now this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. My, here's a man who knew and loved the Lord. Here's a man who was a worshiper of the God of heaven. Here's a man who was a godly man. And yet Samuel, his son, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He had a godly father, but he didn't know the Lord. And not only had Samuel a godly father, but he had a praying mother. Because his mother's name was Hannah, who was a woman of prayer. And we read that this woman poured out her soul. She poured out her soul before the Lord. My, she knew how to pray. And when she was barren, she prayed that God would give to her a son. And she made a vow before God that if he would give her a son, she would give him back to the Lord. And so this woman was a real woman of prayer. So you can have godly parents like Samuel, but that doesn't save you. My, there's many who can Remember a godly father and a praying mother who brought them up in a God-fearing way, in a godly home. But as yet, they don't know the Lord. They don't know the Lord. And dear friends, not only had Samuel a godly father and a praying mother, but he was brought up in holy surroundings. Holy surroundings. He'd been brought up in the house of God from a child. From the time he was weaned, his mother had brought him to the temple. His earliest recollections would have been in the house of God. And he was brought up in it. He almost lived in it. But now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He didn't know the Lord. And there's many who have been brought to the house of God since they were infants. Since they were infants. And their parents have seen to it that they attended church, that they attended Sunday school. They have been cradled in the gospel, and it could be said of them, as was said by Paul of Timothy, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And yet they still don't know the Lord. Samuel not only had a godly father and a praying mother, and was brought up in holy surroundings, but he was serving in the temple now. It says here in verse 1 of the chapter, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And Samuel labored in the temple. And he labored day after day. He did work. That was his service in the temple. And as he served in the temple, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You know, friends, there's many people involved in church work. Someone organizing the affairs of the church, others in Sunday school, others in youth groups and youth work, some in choir membership. And they have that connection to the house of God and to the ministry in the house of God. But they still don't know the Lord. You might say to me, are you sure about that? I'm as sure as I'm standing here tonight. Absolutely. Because when I was a wee fella running about the long stone there, I went to Sunday school, not here. And the people that taught me in Sunday school, they were as dark as I was. Dear friends, tonight, as we consider the circumstances concerning Samuel, how many there are today who fit in to those very same circumstances. Godly parents brought up in the atmosphere of God's house, church workers, and yet they don't know the Lord. Could that be said of you tonight? Could that be said of you? You here tonight, enjoy the singing, enjoy the folks ministering in song. You like the hymns, you know the hymns, you like a good gospel message preached, but as yet, you don't know the Lord. You see, not only the condition of his heart and the circumstances he was brought up under, but we see here the call Samuel heard. The call Samuel heard in verse 4 says, and the Lord called Samuel. The Lord called Samuel. The Lord spoke to Samuel. It was at this particular time in his life that the Lord called Samuel. And you know, when Samuel thought it was Eli, the Lord called him again. He called him again. And my dear friends, when Samuel still didn't realize it was the Lord that was calling him, it says the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And Samuel was still unaware it was the Lord. And when Eli, this old priest who was out of touch with God, when it suddenly dawned on him that it was the Lord, he said to Samuel, when you hear, if he calls thee again, say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. And the Lord came and stood and called at it other times, Samuel, Samuel. The Lord was revealing himself to Samuel. The Lord was speaking to Samuel. He was calling Samuel. He was calling Samuel. And dear friends, I believe there's a time in the life of every individual when God calls them, when God speaks to them, when God speaks to them. I remember God speaking to me as a young fellow, maybe 13 or 14 years of age. Billy Graham was coming to Windsor Park, and many people were going. And you know, I was afraid to go because I was afraid of getting saved. I was afraid to go, and I didn't go. Oh, dear friends, there's a time in the life of every individual when God calls them. God will call you, I believe, as he called this child Samuel. The means God uses. God calls us through the gospel. He calls us through the gospel. That's how God reveals himself to sinners. And through the gospel of his grace, God reveals his love through the gospel. That God commendeth or demonstrates his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And God reveals his Son through the gospel, and his grace through the gospel. Through the message of the gospel, God shows us that God so loved us that he sent his Son to die for us and to go to Calvary to shed his precious blood to make an atonement for sin, to pay for sin, to die for us, to die to save our souls, to make a way back to God. And the gospel reveals to us that Christ finished that work and died the just for the unjust. And the third day rose again to be an all-sufficient, mighty Savior who's able to save and give life to sinners and peace and forgiveness. And God comes out in grace and offers freely and fully pardon for sin and life everlasting and a home in heaven. And God calls men and women to repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe God is calling you. And as yet, you don't know the Lord. But God's calling you. God's calling you. You see the means God uses, the gospel. You see the moments God uses. God calls people in different ways at different times. Yea, in different places, under different circumstances. Samuel was only a child, only a child. He was of tender age, but that was the time when he heard God's voice. And I've always encouraged parents to bring their children to the gospel service at the earliest convenience, when they're able to sit up. Whether you think they're listening or not, doesn't matter. And they're able to sit up. I've always encouraged that. Yes, bring them under the sound of God's word, because God called Samuel when he was a child. My dear friends, God calls many when they're young and their heart is tender. And if I was to ask everybody in this evening service tonight to stand up and tell us when you get saved, I'll guarantee that the majority of people here tonight would be saved when they're young. The majority of us. Saved when they're a child or when they're young. The great majority would say that. My dear friends, yes, God calls people in childhood. He calls people when they're young. My many folks testify to being saved when they were young through maybe the Sunday school, Good News Club, or holiday camp. Oh, pray for the opportunity in the summertime when many, many children will be reached by in camps and in different other ways for children, because God saves children. And it's great to be saved early in life. You know, friends, Samuel was about to sleep. And it was in the night season when he was upon his bed when he heard the voice of God. And sometimes God speaks in the stillness of the night, when you're on your own and you hear God's voice, when everything else has faded away and the television and the radio and everything else is going that's going on has faded away into security, and you're in your little bed at night. Many a time God has spoke to people in the night season. Yes. Sometimes God speaks through death, the home call of a loved one, through tragedy or other events. Sometimes God uses his word and the Spirit speaks to people about their sin and about their need. God is not confined to one way or one means. I've heard so many different testimonies in my time. Heard a man giving his testimony, and you know, he had heard the word of God, he knew the word of God, and he was painting the front door of the house one day. And as he painted the door, God spoke to him. God spoke to him. A young man I know was in the hospital waiting for to be seen. And as he sat there with many other people, he remembered he had heard about the coming of the Lord, and it was in that hospital waiting to be seen and treated that God spoke to that young man, and he became concerned because he knew the Lord was coming, and my, he got gloriously saved. Remember a man who used to go to the church at Kilkeel called James Bennett. James Bennett lived away out in the moors. And as James Bennett made his way home one winter's night, up the darkness of those mourn roads on his bicycle, he was so much under conviction that he got off his bike and got down on his knees on the old stone road and called upon Christ to come into his heart and to save him. Oh, dear friends, the means God uses is the gospel. The moments God uses, so many different ways and so many different means to so many different people. And we see here the mercy God uses. Because as we read this story, we see that the Lord just didn't speak once to Samuel. Samuel didn't know it was the Lord the first time. And he spoke again, and my, he just didn't speak twice to Samuel. And he just didn't speak three times to Samuel. He went on speaking to Samuel. And man, we should all thank God tonight that God just doesn't speak once. Because if he just spoke once, as many of us tonight would be damned. Thank God for his grace and for his mercy and for his long suffering. My Samuel realized at last it was the voice of the Lord, and God calls the sinner not once, not twice, but oftentimes the Lord is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Have you often heard God's voice calling you to himself? Is God in mercy calling you again tonight? He's long-suffering, but his mercy is not inexhaustible. You see the condition of Samuel's heart. Samuel did not yet know the Lord. You see the circumstances in which he was brought up under. Godly father, praying mother, holy surroundings, serving in the temple. We see, dear friends, the call that Samuel heard, and finally in a word tonight, we see the consciousness of Samuel's mind, because when young Samuel became aware it was God's voice, he responded and he said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." He responded. Dear friends, if God's calling you tonight, maybe you don't know the Lord, but if God's calling you tonight, you need to respond. You need to respond. Yes, there's people in hell who heard God's voice, maybe at different times throughout their life, but they didn't respond. Oh, if you're here tonight and you don't know the Lord like Samuel, but if you hear his voice speaking to you tonight, maybe even in the stillness or the darkness of the hour, as you lie in your own bed or as you sit in this seat tonight, if God is speaking to your heart and coming again to you in mercy, why not respond tonight and say, "Save me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Speak, Lord." Oh, that God's voice would be heard. And that if it's heard in your heart tonight and in your soul and you don't know the Lord, and you say yes to Jesus, "Yes, I'm coming now." We're going to sing this hymn tonight. "I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Cleanse me in that precious blood that flowed on Calvary." May you come tonight to Jesus and come to know him as your Savior.